Station 7, Influences of the Lausitz Lignite Mines on the Spreewald Bogs. The lignite mines in the Lausitz area had and still have a large influence on the Spreewald Bogs. The former pit mines of Schlabendorf Nord und Süd, as well as Seese West und Ost, which have now been recultivated, are located directly southwest of Radosch. Lignite was mined there at various times between 1959 and 1996. In order for mining to take place, the groundwater level had to be lowered. Therefore, water was pumped out of the mines and into the Spree, which almost doubled its natural volume of water. These measures resulted in a funneling effect that reached into the southern area of the Spreewald lowlands and caused the groundwater levels to drop significantly. The lower groundwater levels resulted in uneven subsidence of the terrain in the areas between bogs and sandy soils. While bog peat oxidized and shrank up to 60 centimeters, the sandy soils hardly shrank at all. These unequal changes in terrain height led to the damage of many buildings, especially in Radosch. After the Lausitzer lignite mines were closed and recultivated in the 1990s, the groundwater levels began to rise and the funnel that had been created filled with water again. However, the combination of Spree waters being diverted to fill the pit mines to form lakes, along with the absence of mining wastewater influx, resulted in the water level of the Spree sinking dramatically. Up until around 2010, the flow rate of the Spree was even lower than before coal mining times. In the following years, the original groundwater levels were restored. At Black Mountain, Karnagora in the Sorbian language, the groundwater levels have risen again. For a few years now, it has been an active spring once more. The source water flows off the hillside and into the adjacent lowland, leading to the rewetting of bog soils and meadows. This is what protects the bogs and meadows and prevents their degradation. An ecological problem is apparent here at the spring Karnagora that has concerned Spreewald residents for some time. The spring water quickly turns brown and murky when exposed to the air. The cause of this phenomenon is the process of iron hydroxide deposition. As groundwater comes into contact with iron ore in the soil, which occurs in abundance in the Niederlausitz region, iron hydroxide contamination occurs. As the groundwater rises to the surface, it comes into contact with oxygen, which in turn triggers a chemical reaction. Rust is formed and creates the typical brown coloration of the water. Due to former mining sites in the southern part of the Spreewald, iron hydroxide deposition is additionally intensified. As groundwater began to rise again, weathering products of pyrite, such as iron hydroxides and sulfates, that had formed during mining operations when the groundwater levels were low, were washed out of the open pit mines and entered the Spree and its southern tributaries. In the southern tributaries, an obvious discoloration of the water has been observed since 2010. Since then, the brown water has also reached the outskirts of the Oberspreewald, which is threatening its ecosystems. Although non-toxic itself, iron hydroxide deposition leads to the death of plants and animals. As the iron particles settle in the water bodies, they can clog the respiratory organs of small creatures and fish, as well as create a film covering plants and waterbeds. Water habitats thus become uninhabitable, and fish-eating animal species, such as black storks, kingfishers, and otters, can no longer find food. In 2013, the initiative of the Regional Action Alliance, Clear Spree e.V., based in Lübbenau, led the state government to decide on an immediate program that was intended to combat iron hydroxide deposition. However, it is still uncertain how well and quickly the measures will take effect. What is certain, though, is that it will likely take years or even decades to handle and adapt to these long-term consequences of mining.